Republicans and Democrats remain deeply divided over a bill to create a new Department of Homeland Security. After 4 weeks of debate, senators still can't agree on how much power to give the president to manage the new agency. At a Republican fundraiser in Texas last night, President Bush said senators want to impose more rules and regulations than he'll accept. The stalemate is threatening passage of the Homeland Security bill, a proposal greeted with broad bipartisan support just a few months ago. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Early yesterday, Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge met at the White House with several dozen mayors, police chiefs, and fire chiefs. They were headed to Congress for a day of lobbying, and Ridge implored them to pressure lawmakers to pass the administration's Homeland Security plan. Ridge said he was amazed that some Democrats want to deny the president the power he now has to remove federal workers from unions, if necessary, for national security reasons.
Just don't take the authority away. In the middle of the discussion of the creation of the new Department of Homeland Security, in the middle of a war against international terrorism, this is not the time to reduce the president's authority to act in the best interest of this country.
But many of the local officials didn't seem that interested in taking sides in what's become a big political fight. They want Republicans and Democrats to just work out their differences so they can turn their attention to helping those on the front lines. Detroit's chief of police, Jerry Oliver, said cities have been left holding the bag in the fight against terrorism, and they need some money fast.
We're really angry and frustrated. We're really tired. We don't have the equipment that we need. We don't have the technology that we need. We don't have the apparatus that we need. We're putting our people out there in harm's way. And yet there's this rhetoric and there's this debate. There's this gamesmanship that's going on now at the White House and at the Congress.
And there appeared yesterday to be no end in sight. Congressional Republican leaders, joined by Ridge, came before TV cameras at one point to insist that the Senate allow an up or down vote on the president's plan. They said Democrats were compromising the president's ability to deal with national security. But House Minority Leader Richard Gephardt accused Republicans of being unwilling to compromise.
And because of that, I take it the Republicans are saying, well, we can't have a bill. Even to the point of saying the Democrats, because they take this position on employees, are against national security. I mean, that's what we're talking about here.
Actually, what's in dispute is a relatively small portion of the Homeland Security bill, which would merge more than 22 government agencies and programs. The president says he needs flexibility to hire, fire, and reshuffle workers in the new department to respond to the threat of terrorism. But Democrats and labor unions worry that the White House will overuse the authority, and they want some protections for federal workers. Two compromise plans have been offered in the Senate, but neither one goes far enough to appease the other side. Connecticut Democrat Joseph Lieberman said he can't understand why Republicans, led by Phil Graham of Texas, aren't willing to accept a plan that gives the president almost everything he wants.
I'm disappointed, and I think the reality is that the senator from Texas, and I fear the White House, is now blocking the early adoption by the Senate of legislation that would create a Department of Homeland Security.
It is true that our bills are 95% the same.
But it's that other 5%, he said, that really matters.
It's like you're giving the president this nice new shiny truck, only yours doesn't have a steering wheel.
Lieberman said the differences aren't that big. And in fact, some senators were working behind the scenes to see if the two sides could find common ground. Ohio Republican George Voinovich said it's still possible if there's the political will to do so.
There's a way that we can give the president what he wants and at the same time protect the concerns of those wonderful people that belong to our unions. If we have a little bit of understanding here, we put our country ahead of posturing on labor management issues.
Whether that can happen should become clear next week when the debate resumes. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.